My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about if it's important to dress to impress when working remotely.
I'm probably the worst person to ask about this. I used to have really fancy clothes, but now all my t-shirts are white t-shirts and my pants end up changing. But if I'm going out to an event, I wear the same stretchy gray pants and I have tons of them.
Yeah. Neil used to care a lot. I think after becoming a father, he doesn't care as much anymore. Like I used to go to the stores with him. He used to know the people there. Now he's just Father Neil.
My clothes get spit up on, right? Like all my shirts have stains on it, milk stains, ketchup stains. You know, like my kid likes eating ketchup and she licks the ketchup off the French fry and she barely even eats the French fry.
Yeah.
The big thing that I ended up learning is when I was earlier in my career, I used to dress to success. And it did help me get deals, believe it or not. And people want to work with other people that they believe to be successful. Now that we've gone virtual, yes, you know, I still think if you dress nicer and people see you on camera, have a nicer home or background, it can help. But what I think helps more than, you know, dressing to success is have a good product, have a good service. Just focus your time and energy producing better results for your customers or, you know, satisfying more with better products. And I think that's a true way to, quote unquote, dress for success, not with your clothes, but be successful with your services, your product, your business, and let it speak for itself. Let the experience that people have with the business speak for itself.
You know what might be interesting for people? If you Google Neil Patel, how I spent $600,000, just type out $600,000 on clothes, you'll find a post on QuickSprout. I don't know if it's still up, but basically Neil did a breakdown about how he got more deals there. So if you're interested in that stuff, great. I personally don't really care. So I just did a CNBC interview the other day and, you know, the anchor was dressed, the makeup, like fully loaded. And I'm like, man, you have to do that every single day. And she's like, yep. And I mean, I was wearing a t-shirt. I was wearing a marketing school t-shirt. Okay. And this one, Neil's wearing the white t-shirt. I'm wearing ClickFlow. So it's just not a big deal to me. I think if I am going to dress to impress, I don't necessarily want to put a bunch of logos on me. So you're not going to see like a big Hermes, you know, belt, like the big H, right? You're not going to see like a Louis Vuitton thing. Like it's going to be very subtle, right? Same thing with Neil too. But if I had to answer this, my short answer would be no. I think what I care about at the end of the day is substance. So how much value am I getting, whether it's from the conversation or the product or the service? Because that's ultimately, how much utility am I providing at the end of the day? They don't really care so much about how you look. In person's a different story, because I will tell you that if you go to like a networking event and you're not dressed that well, people do tend to look at you and judge you. But again, I don't really care. So I don't know about you, Neil.
No, I'm similar. I don't really care either. But what's funny is my clothes don't look amazing, but they cost an arm and a leg. And then there's some people who dress extremely well and their clothes aren't as expensive, which is better for them. And people love it. So it's just like, you should just do what you like. Like, I don't spend a lot on clothes because I want to. My stretchy pants cost me probably between $1,000 and $2,000 each. Not because I love the way they look. They're just super comfortable. And then I can wear them and not have to worry about being uncomfortable. So like, do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, I think, you know, Neil and I want to caveat what this was saying. Obviously, this is a bias, or, you know, we do very similar businesses. It's all online stuff. I think if you're in an industry where it's like banking or finance or something like that, maybe you probably have to get dressed
up. If I was paying a banker and the banker didn't look like a banker and they claimed they worked with all these big companies, I wouldn't do a deal with them. What's hilarious is I met up a banker a month or so ago in person, shitty office, shitty clothes. And they're like, yeah, I do all these multi-million-dollar transactions. I'm like, it's okay. I don't want to work with you. And I was not trying to judge them, but I was like, you can't show me proof that you've done it. So why would I experiment my business with you? It was a gamble. I wasn't trying to judge a person. It's just in business, you don't want to take risks. So if they look the part, act the part, sometimes they may be more it, whether it's true or not. And you know, it's like sometimes I do make decisions sadly based on that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Industry matters, right? So that is it for today. MarketingSchool.io/live. That's LIVE. If you want to dress to impress to hang out with Neil and I, feel free to do so. But if not, no need. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us grow. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit MarketingSchool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's MarketingSchool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.